Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
Reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Son of man for me.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you that are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. God bless each and every one of you who are listening to me on Periscope. This is truly the day that the Lord has made. I am your brother. I'm your friend. I'm your cousin. I'm your nephew. Amen. I am who God has called me to be, and that can be the same in your life, a friend. I can be a listening ear. Amen. I can be that person that God has called me to be in your life. Amen. And I'm just here that I may bring a word of the Lord to each and every one of you who is listening to me on the Blog Talk Radio, on Periscope, on YouTube, on Facebook Live, or wherever you're listening to me yet. You're listening to your friend, your brother, your cousin, your nephew. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Chicago, Illinois, and I come to give you good news. I come to give good tidings to those who would like to listen to the word of the Lord. Amen. And I just want to tell somebody on today that you are about to experience the greatest comeback in your life. You're about to overcome some things. You're about to take over some things. You're about to hurdle some things. You're about to see some things like you've never seen before, because God is getting ready to do great and mighty things in your life. I just come to tell somebody today that I love you with the love of the Lord, and I pray that this word from God will begin to just help you and begin to encourage you in some kind of way. So if you will, if anybody have your Bible with you, if anybody has your Bible with you, amen. I want you to follow along with me. I want you to go to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. I want to talk about the pain of pressing beyond your own understanding. I want to talk about the pain that each and every one of us may experience in life, but it's how we deal with the difficult times in our life that will determine the outcome of how we're going to be victorious. Oh, y'all just missed that one. Amen. I want to talk about when you have experienced loss, when you have experienced great tragedies, how do you respond in the midst of something so tragic? Well, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite persons that's in the Bible, David. David was a worshiper. David was a friend of God. David, the Bible talks about that David had God's own, he had God's heart. And I want to tell somebody today that in the midst of you coming out of your circumstance or your situation, you have got to have the tenacity that I'm going to persevere past this episode in my life. I'm going to overcome this obstacle that has tried to hinder me all the days of my life. I'm going to get past that rape. I'm going to get past that molestation. I'm going to get past people not accepting me for who I am, because those were some tragic moments in my life. Those moments brought pain in my life, and I'm getting ready to overcome the pain of the afflictions of life, that I may see the joy of the Lord. Oh, y'all don't hear me. That I may see the good tidings of God. And I am going to overcome this thing. But the only way that I can overcome any perseverance, anything that is trying to hurt me and keep me bound, is that I've got to put my trust in the Lord. I want five people on here just to say, I trust you, God. I trust you, God. Even in the midst of my unknown, I trust you. And so I want to talk about David. David had a tragic situation that comes up in his life at a very pivotal point of his life. He just won a great victory. He was being celebrated amongst the people while he had a victory. But in the midst of the victory, a tragedy had taken place. I want to talk to y'all about something. I remember I was at work in April, April the 24th, matter of fact, it was on my daughter's birthday of last year. And as I was working, I walked past one of the vehicles that I was inspecting. I was a bus inspector at one of the metropolitan bus depots in Atlanta, Georgia. Matter of fact, it's the biggest one in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm going by and I'm inspecting this bus, and one of the bus drivers come up. He says, Mr. Woods, can you please check out my bus because there's something going on with the bus? And so he pointed at the defect, and I went over and looked at it, and I tugged on it just a little bit, and I said, there's a red handle over here. I'm going to push this window in. It was a big old window. Good God Almighty. The window probably weighed about 200 or better pounds. And so I said, there's a red lever over there. And once I push this window in, I want you to pull the lever down to lock it in place, to lock it in place. And as he pulled the lever down, the whole window fell out of the socket of the plane and fell onto me, and I had to catch it because my feet was up under this glass window that if I would have let it drop, it probably would have cut my feet off. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. It probably would have cut my feet off, but I caught it. And by me catching it, I pulled some ligaments in my left shoulder. I pulled some ligaments in my left shoulder. So it was a great pain. It was a discomfort pain. It was a pain that even as of today that I'm still going to rehab because of the severity of the pain. I can no longer lift my left arm over my shoulder. I can no longer put my arm behind my back because the excruciating pain that it has brought me. And I'm going to rehab. I'm working this shoulder out because I cannot deal with the pain. I can barely lay on my left side because of the severity of the pain. And I hope many of you understand what I mean by pain. Pain is something that is so unbearable that you don't know what to do but ask God for some help. I don't hear nobody on this Periscope. I don't hear nobody on the line. But I'm telling you, when you are going through some excruciating pain in life and you're trying to figure out what is going on, my marriage is in some trouble, my family members is in some trouble, they're suffering some pain, amen, the world is going through some pain right now. Kobe Bryant, we just lost one of the greatest basketball players in the world, and the world is going through some pain, and we're trying to figure out how to cope with something so great and so mighty, and how do I overcome this pain? And the only way that I can overcome this pain is that I have got to trust in a God that can handle every circumstance and situation that is happening in my life. So in the Bible, 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, starting at verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now it happened when David and all his men came home to Ziklag. On the third day, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev, the south central part, amen, and on Ziklag, and had overthrown Ziklag and burnt it with fire." Now, I want you to recognize something here. The Amalekites were descendants of Amalekite. Amen. Now watch this. The Bible talks about the Amalekites, and I had to do a little research on it. They were some treacherous people. They were nothing like the Philistines. See, Philistines were some great people of war. The Amalekites, how they fought you, they fought you behind your back. They fought you by killing all of your family members, cutting them up, raping the women, dismembering the children. See, the Amalekites were some dirty individuals. They came and blindsided you, like pain does. Pain, when it comes, it blindsides you. You could have just won one of the greatest victories, and then all of a sudden, the spirit of an Amalekite comes to bring some pain into your life. It catches you off guard, if you will. And that's what the Amalekites were. They were a nation of people that will catch folk off guard. They'll catch them while they're sleeping. Isn't that like the enemy? The enemy tries to catch many of God's believers off guard, as if we don't have sense enough to ask God what is going on. Amen. So the Amalekites were bringing some pain, but it was some pain that David did not know about at the moment, because he just won a war. And all of the people that was fighting with David was coming back from fighting a war, and now they come to a place burnt with fire, trying to find out what is going on. What is the sense of this matter? Who did this? Why did they do this? Where are our family members at? Where are our children at? And so in the midst of this, guess what happens? Come on, y'all got to go with me on here. Amen. The Bible says in verse number 3, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep, which means that they were crying so much that they didn't even have enough strength enough to even cry any longer. The pain was so unbearable to the point that they were just crying and weeping, glory be to God, that they didn't know what was happening. When this happened to my shoulder, it hurted me so much that sometimes at night, tears would begin to flow out of my eyes because the pain was so unbearable. Glory be to God. But I remember lifting up my eyes to the Lord and say, God, I need your help because this pain is too much. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there when the pain was just too much and it was too unbearable? And you said, God, I need your help right now. But there's a twist. David was fighting alongside his closest comrades, if you will, the closest people that were close to David. They just fought a war. They just won a war, and then come home and find that their families and loved ones were no longer there. The Amalekites came and raided their village and took everything. And you can have the greatest victory, people of God. You can have the greatest victory, and then all of a sudden, the devil will blindside you to try to make you think that just because you won that victory, I'm still going to beat at your door. I'm still going to pull the rugs from up under you. I'm still getting ready to knock your head off every chance and every second that I get. But you as a believer got to stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. You got to still remind yourself that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You still got to remind yourself that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, despite whatever the enemy may try to do against me, because the Bible says that there may be many against me, but there are more with me than those who are against me. Can I get an amen, somebody? Glory be to God. And so David had fought the war. He won a victory and then come to his home to celebrate and find that his home was raided. His children were gone. His two wives were gone. And all the people that were there fighting with them, all of their loved ones and all of their children were gone. And so David and his people cried with a loud voice until they had no more power to cry. And then the Bible says, and David's two wives were taken captive. Glory be to God. And if you go down to verse number 6, and it says, and David was so greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. Now watch this. You just won one of the greatest wars, one of the greatest battles, with the people who you loved. Y'all fought together, hand in hand. And then all of a sudden, because these Amalekite people came and destroyed the place of where you were at and took all your loved ones, now the people who you were fighting with now are trying to fight against you and kill you and take your life. I'm talking about some real pain that David was going through. David is already suffering the mere fact that his two wives are gone and their children are gone, and now he has got to deal with the pressures of all of the men who was fighting with him, that their children and wives are gone as well. And then David got to find out what is going on until another thing happens in the camp, that now the people who he fought with are now seeking to kill him. Have you ever been in a situation where the people who you love the most are the ones who are trying to destroy you? Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. Y'all don't hear me on here. Glory be to God. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. You've gone through some great victories with the people who you love, and then all of a sudden the people who you love seem to dislike you the most, seem to always throw shade on you, seem to always talk about you behind your back, seem to always do this and nitpick about that and nitpick about the way you do this and all of that. And then all of a sudden, all you can do is get to yourself and say, God, for you I live and for you I'll die. And David, the Bible says, he was greatly distressed because he overheard that the people he fought with are the same people who are trying to kill him now. Have you ever been there? Have you ever had so much pain to the point that you is just so unbearable? Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and they brought so much pain to your life that you didn't know what to do? You didn't know who to turn to. You didn't know where to go. Have you ever had a best friend that betrayed you and brought so much pain in your life? Glory be to God. I know women, when you have children and you're laying on that operating table getting ready to push, you're talking about some pain of having a birthing out that child. That's so much pain. But I'm talking about when you have so much pain to the point that you don't know what to even do with yourself. You don't know whether to go into your closet. You don't know whether to go to take some sleeping pills. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, there's people who've been through so much pain that they see that they don't see no way out, and the only way that they can see out is taking their lives. But I come to tell somebody and serve notice on the devil that you are a liar and the truth ain't in you. We shall live and declare the victory of the Lord over our lives. We shall see greater days. Amen. And we shall win greater victories, because this right here will pass away. Amen. This right here will pass away. And so David, the Bible says in verse number 6, that David was greatly distressed, for the people that he fought with were contemplating on stoning him. And the Bible says, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and his daughters. But David, the Bible says, let me tell you something, people of God, when you got so many things faced against you, when you seem like there's no way out, when you seem like the pain is so severe that I don't know how much more of this that I can stand, that you have got to say within yourself, like David did. You have got to encourage yourself. You got to remind yourself of the victories that you won before. Amen. Let me tell you something, somebody. In order for you to encourage yourself, you got to think about the victories you won before you lost something, before you got into this pain. There were some victories that I've experienced before I even got to this place right now in my life. I remember winning that victory. I remember shooting that basketball goal and winning the game. I remember running that through the track and field of life, and I remember handing that baton off to the next person, and we won the race. See, I remember the victories before a loss, and sometimes, even in the midst of a loss, you got to remind yourself of some victories that you've already won. And the Bible says that David had to encourage himself. I need about five people on here just to say, I'm going to encourage myself even in the midst of my pain. I'm not going to let my pain get me down. I'm not going to let the mere fact of me losing something get me down. I'm not going to allow myself to get into a pity party. I'm not going to allow myself to be so stressed about what I just lost, because I know victory is right around the corner. Somebody just need to encourage yourself. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that David encouraged himself. Look what it says, though. It said that even in the midst of all of this, it says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David said to the priests, amen. And you got to remember something. David always kept priests with him, because the priests knew how to bring in the glory. Oh, my God. Somebody just need to say glory to God. Amen. And what am I saying on that? You've got to have some people who are in close proximity, even when you're going through some pain, know how to bring the glory of God back into this place. Oh, my God, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who on the line listening to me. But when you are going and suffering through some pain, you got to have some people in your life that even in the midst of what you're going through, still know how to bring the glory of God in this place, so that you can take your frown and begin to lift your voice and say, for God I live and for God I die. I know I'm going through some things right now, God, but I know you are the lifter of my head. I know that I'm going and suffered some things, God, but you said greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You got to have some people in your corner that knows how to bring the glory of God back into this place. Oh, Shiana the Bohosha. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have suffered some things. Your husband may have walked out on you. Your wife may have said, I don't no longer want to be with you. But you got to have some people in close proximity that still know how to get an answer from God. They still know how to get an answer from God. And in the midst of them getting an answer from God, they know how to energize you to now walk in the glory of God. You got to have those kind of people in your life. Amen. And David kept the priests in his life. Amen. Even in the midst of tragedy. Hallelujah. When I was going through this pain, I had a woman, my wife, pray me through. Glory be to God. She said, don't look at it like this, Dwayne. When you're feeling the pain, hey, just roll on this side. And she used to massage my arm the best way she possibly could to try to relieve the pain. You got to know how to have people to relieve the pain in your life. Glory be to God. And what I mean by relieving the pain, you got to have people who I call encouragers to encourage you in the midst of your pain. Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody on here. I know I'm talking to somebody on Blog Talk Radio. I know I'm talking to somebody on Periscope. Glory be to God. You got to know how to have people to encourage you in the midst of your most difficult times. You have to know who to tell your story to. David went to the Levitical priests. Amen. He kept priests near him, with them, because they carried the glory. And they knew how to get a prayer through. Come on, talk to me up in here. Amen. I ain't going to be before you long. I'm getting ready to end it here in a little bit. Glory be to God. But the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, and I'm Imlek's son, and pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. Amen. David said, I want y'all to bring me the ephod. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after these troops? With a question mark. Shall I overtake them? With a question mark. And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. I come to tell somebody right now that even in the midst of your greatest pain, God says that you are going to recover all. Everything that you lost, you're going to recover it. Everything that has brought you some pain and took away some things out of your life, you're going to recover it. And guess what he says? Without fail, you're going to recover. Amen. Even in the midst of what I'm going through in my shoulder, I sometimes can lift my arm up, but it still doesn't go like my right arm does. But God says you ain't going to have no surgery on your left shoulder, Dwayne, because you're going to recover it. You're going to recover the strength that you need in the times of when you need it. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. You're going to overcome the surgery, Dwayne. You're not even going to have surgery, because I am a God that can do surgery even while you're sleeping, Dwayne. I can do surgery. Amen. And God is getting ready to restore us. He's getting ready to bring us to a place of great victory. We're getting ready to overcome a lot of obstacles that the enemy has placed before us, because without fail, we shall recover all. You're going to recover. You're going to recover that daughter that you thought was lost. You're going to recover that daughter that you thought was lost to the streets. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. I'm talking to somebody prophetically. Glory be to God. You're going to recover that son that the devil thought he had, but because of your prayers, you're winning them back into the church. You're winning them back into a safe haven, because without fail, you shall recover them. Glory be to God. You shall recover that husband. You shall recover that wife. You shall recover all, and without fail, amen, which means that you're not going to lose in this season. You're going to overcome this obstacle. God is getting ready to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Okay, it hurts, but it only hurts for a little while. The pain that I'm experiencing, it only hurts for a little while. But when I begin to get into God, I don't feel the pain any longer. What am I saying to some of you who are listening to me right now? The pain that you're going through, I'm telling you that when you press into God, you don't feel the pain any longer. I'm gonna tell you a little short story before I open up the airwaves for somebody to respond on this message that was taught on today. I remember I was fasting, and I was doing 12 noon to 12 midnight. I was fasting for a purpose. But on Wednesday, 2 weeks ago, it was real hard for me. It began to really get painful to fast from 12 noon to 12 midnight. The only thing that I was eating during the day before 12 noon was oatmeal. I would go to McDonald's, spend $4.69 on two things of oatmeal. I would have my raisins and apples inside of the oatmeal. And so I would eat the oatmeal. And with just having oatmeal on your stomach, just during the course of the morning and nothing but peanuts and water during the 12 to 12 midnight, on Wednesday, my stomach and my body was fighting me. It wanted what it wanted. See, when you are trying to get into the presence of God and you're trying to push away from a TV and trying to push away from meals, and you really want to do this not for yourself, but you really want to be sold out to God, pain begins to really hurt you. Things begin to really agitate you. And I remember asking God, because my head started to hurt because it was a hunger headache. And I remember asking God, I said, God, please help me. Please help me. I don't know if I can bear this pain. My head is hurting. I can barely see, Father. Help me. And my flesh kept saying, Dwayne, go ahead, go over there to Subway, get you a sandwich. Amen. Get you a Black Forest ham sandwich with all the fixings. Get it and get it right now. That's what's going to take this headache away. Go ahead and get that Mountain Dew that you like, and go ahead and get them barbecue Lay's potato chips as well. And see, y'all don't understand. I love Mountain Dew and I love Lay's potato chips. Glory be to God, the barbecue kind, and I love that Black Forest ham, a foot-long sandwich from Subway, and I really wanted it. My flesh really wanted it, but my spirit man wanted Jesus a lot more. My spirit man wanted to get into a greater relationship with God a lot more than my flesh, but the pain was so unbearable that I said, God, please help me. Have you ever been there, people of God, that you just said, God, help me. Help me in the midst of this pain. Loved ones walked out your life, that's pain. When you've experienced a death in your life, that's pain. When you've had a child that come to be disobedient, that's pain. When your husband or your wife don't act the way that you think that they should be acting, it causes some pain. And I remember asking God, please take this pain away, God, please. And he said these words to me, and I want to share this with everybody on Periscope and everybody on Blog Talk Radio. He said, Dwayne, press past your pain. Press past your pain, Dwayne. And I said, Father, how do I press past something that is so hurting to me? That is so aggressively trying to take me over. How do I press beyond this, God? How do I get into this place? He said, Dwayne, press into me, and I'll take all your pain away. I begin to press into God, Pastor E. I begin to press into him. All of you wonderful people on Blog Talk Radio that's listening to me, and all you wonderful people that are on Periscope listening to me, I got so engulfed in God that I didn't feel no more pain. Y'all don't hear me. I got into worship and got into thanking him for who he is and worship him because of what the things that he's done, and begin to just say, Father, I thank you. And then all of a sudden, I didn't feel no more pain. I didn't feel no more pain. And I can only imagine what David was going through when his wives were taking and people sought to kill him. But David said, bring me the ephod so that I can worship God, so that I can pray to God, so that I can ask God some questions about what should I do next. And I come to tell somebody that when you are going through some tragic situations in your life and the pain of life is at its uproar against you, and you say to yourself, I don't see myself getting out of this, seek the Father. Allow the Father to tell you what he told me, to press beyond your pain, to get into a position that I can now take over that which is trying to take over you. There are some things that are trying to take over us, people of God, but we got to press beyond this. God is the only one and the only way we're going to get out of these situations and circumstances. He's the only one that are going to allow us to overcome these situations and circumstances. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I come to tell somebody as a prophet of the Lord that when you get into God, God begins to take your pain away. And I find myself, Pastor Eve, the more I continue to keep pressing into God, the more that I continue to keep surrendering my will for his will. Amen. Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all just missed that one. Amen. The more that I continue to ask God to take my will over for his will, let it be an exchange. And guess what? God will begin to do what he said he's going to do for you in your life. And I promise you, you won't lack in this season. You will overcome, and you will without all fail. You will not fail. I promise you. You will not fail. What did David say? Amen. What did David say that God said to him in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter? He said, shall I pursue? Shall I pursue these people? Shall I overtake them? And God answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Without fail, people of God, you're going to recover all. Without fail, you shall recover all. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, first-timer on Periscope. God bless you. You're not going to fail in this season. God is not going to let you fail. You are about to recover everything that the enemy has stolen from you. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 6th chapter, it says that when a thief is found, he shall repay sevenfold. I'm telling you right now as a prophet of the Lord that there are many of you that are about to experience a sevenfold miracle because of your tenacity of not allowing the enemy to ever put you in a difficult situation. Glory be to God. You're not going to allow the enemy to take anything else from you because you are going to stand. And when you have done all that you can do, stand. Come on, talk to me up in here. When you have done all that you can do, you got to stand in the midst of the fires. You got to stand in the midst of folk talking about you. You got to stand in the midst of things being taken from you. Because God said, you shall recover all. It's time for me to get my miracle. It's time for me to get my job. It's time for me to get the car that God promised me. It's time for me to walk into that house that God said that I can have. No longer am I living in lack, but I'm living in prosperity because I'm recovering everything that the enemy has stole from me, and he shall repay sevenfold. There are sevenfold miracles right around the corner. You have just got to position yourself for the miracles. You got to position yourselves for the miracles, people of God. Come on. You got to position yourselves for the miracle. You are about to overtake them. Come on. You're about to overtake these enemies. These enemies are nothing to God. And you are about to overtake them. Glory be to God. You're about to overtake folk who deal with rejection. Oh, my God, I don't hear nobody. I don't hear nobody saying, praise the Lord, I'm about to overcome. I'm about to overcome this circumstance that I've been facing far too long. I am about to overcome, and without, I'm not going to fail in this season. Many of you are too close to a miracle. You're too close to overcoming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm about to overcome. I know I had a bad relationship with my dad, but I'm about to overcome this. And me and my dad are going to have a great relationship until he is taken home to be with the Father, or I'm taken home to be with the Father. I know that I didn't have a great relationship with my mother. Amen. She loved the other siblings more than she loved me. But not in this season. Devil, you're not going to have me angry at my mother any longer. I'm talking to somebody on here. I'm going to have one of the greatest relationships because I shall overtake this. I know me and my sisters and brothers didn't get along, but I'm going to overtake this. We are going to walk victorious. We're going to walk hand in hand. Is that anybody that I'm talking to that you have had some challenges in your life and people have said that your brothers won't like you, your sisters ain't going to like you, your uncles and aunties aren't going to accept you, your mother and your daddy may have walked away from you, but I'm going to overcome in this season. I know my husband is upset with me. I know my wife is upset with me right now. I know my children might not want to have anything to do with me because all they seen was the enemy take from us. The enemy stole from us. But in this season, he ain't taking away anything any longer. I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to overcome this. I'm not going to die by cancer. I'm overcoming cancer. I'm not going to die by diabetes. I'm overcoming diabetes. I'm not going to die with high blood pressure. I'm overcoming high blood pressure. I shall live and shall declare the works of the Lord. Is that anybody that I'm talking to on the line? You shall overtake them. You shall overtake them. And without fail, you shall recover all. Woo! Good God Almighty. For those who are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for each and every one of you, amen, who's listening to the prophet, because you are in the prophet's closet. I'm on Periscope and talking to some people that are on Periscope that are listening in, and I'm telling you, you're getting ready to overtake them, and without fail, you're going to recover. You're going to recover them all. Amen. Somebody need to mark on their calendar that if you lost last week, that was the last week of 2020 that you're losing. Amen. Y'all don't hear me. Somebody need to mark on your calendar the last day you lost something. And you need to declare and decree that as of that day, will be the last day that I've lost anything. I am not losing in 2020. February, I'm winning. March, I'm winning. April, I am winning. Come on, talk to me up in here. I'm winning in April. I'm winning in May. Y'all don't hear me up in here. I'm winning in June and July. I'm winning in August and September, October, November, and December. I am going to win the rest of this year, and I've marked it on my date. The enemy, this was the last day that you've upset me. This was the last day that you stole anything from me. This was the last day that I lost anything because I am recovering everything that the enemy has stolen from me. From this day forward, I'm not losing any longer. I'm going to get that job. I'm going to get that vehicle. I'm going to get that house. I shall be married. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. My marriage shall be good. My marriage shall be good. My children will prosper because I refuse to lose anything else. I'm recovering everything and not losing anymore. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, come on. Y'all got to get into this spirit now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You need to shabak the Lord. You need to let the Lord know that I thank you right now, that I am not losing any longer. My ministry has taken a hit. I'm not losing in my ministry. Glory be to God. I'm not going to keep jumping from this church to this church. I'm going to be planted and rooted in this church, and I'm going to declare the work of the Lord in this building, because we are not losing as members of God any longer. I'm taking back everything that the enemy has stolen from me. I'm taking it back because I refuse to lose. I refuse to lose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So once again, people of God, the pain may have been unbearable. You couldn't bear the pain. You've had some defeats. You've had some great victories. You've seen some great and mighty things that God has for you. And the enemy has tried to sidetrack you from going forward. But I remember the Bible says that Paul, one of the greatest writers of the Bible, he has said, but I press towards the mark. Oh, my God. I can preach that. I can just preach all over again right there off of just that one right there. He said, I press towards the mark. Amen. And there were some challenging issues that Paul had dealt with when it comes down to the church of Ephesians and the Corinthian church and all of these churches that Paul had went through. He had some difficult and trying times, but he said, but I press towards the mark. Which means, if I can break it down in this terminology, is that you have got to have your eyes fixated on a goal. Amen. Let me say that again. You have got to have your eyes fixated on a goal, G-O-A-L, a goal, a purpose. And then you have got to what? Press towards that. You got to press towards that, people of God, regardless of how much pain you in, how much things you've gone through. And as I end this, I want to talk about one of the greatest basketball players that I've ever experienced in my era, which was Michael Jordan. And then behind Michael Jordan, you got Kobe Bryant, who has just him and his daughter was tragically taken away from us, and seven other people who were on the helicopter with him that was tragically taken away from us. But I remember Michael Jordan playing in one of the greatest basketball games of his life. He had the flu, but he had a goal. He had a purpose in front of him. Kobe Bryant was playing with a knee issue and an Achilles heel problem, but he had a goal. He wanted to be a champion. He wanted to be the champion of the world with the Los Angeles Lakers, and Michael Jordan wanted to be the champions of the world with the Chicago Bulls. And they persevered through their pain of afflictions. What am I saying, people of God? When you want something bad enough, you will persevere through your pain. Oh, I just said something right there. I just said something right there. When you want something bad enough, you will persevere through the pain and the afflictions of life. Somebody need to write that down right there. Somebody just need to write that down. If I, Dwayne Woods, want something bad enough, even in the midst of my pain, even in the midst of my difficult times, I got to want it bad enough. I got to want it better than the pain that I'm going through. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. I'm talking prophetically to somebody on here. If you want it bad enough, you will push beyond what you're feeling right now. If you want your ministry to go to the next level, you will push beyond the pain that you're experiencing right now. If you want the relationship between you and God, despite whatever has happened, if you want it bad enough, you're going to push past the pain. If you want your marriage and your children bad enough, you're going to push beyond the pain that you are experiencing, because nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. David said, I got to encourage myself. And sometimes, people of God, when you're going through some pain, you just got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I got to encourage myself up out of this thing right here. And so, with that being said, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we glorify you. Lord, watch over the Bryant family and all of those who have lost their loved ones in this tragedy of this helicopter going down, Father. Lord, allow Kobe Bryant's wife and the loved ones of those who have lost loved ones to persevere through their pain, God, in this trying time, in this difficult time, Father. Let them be able to look beyond this right here, God, as we celebrate this man and his daughter and those who lost their lives, as we celebrate them, Father. And we ask right now, God, that you help this world right now, Father, deal with the tragic loss of this great man. But, Father God, I thank you right now. And I pray, God, that even in the midst of him not longer being here, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I pray, God, that he had a relationship with you, Father. I pray that those who tragically passed away in that helicopter had a relationship with you, God. I pray that they had a relationship with you, God. And, Father, we glorify you. We bless your holy name. And we thank you for all that you've done and all that you've yet to do. People of God, push beyond your pain. Be like David and encourage yourself. And if you feel as though that you can't encourage yourself, get some people who got power that they can push you past your pain. I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your cousin. I'm your nephew. I'm your best friend, Prophet Dwayne Woods, and you have just entered into the Prophet's Closet. Please join us every second and fourth Tuesday of the month on Blog Talk Radio. Please join us. That phone number is 319-527-6139. Join us. I promise you that you will not be ashamed of doing that. And as I bring on the master behind it, we already know the master behind it is Jesus Christ. But we bring my brother Pastor E on, who's the orchestrator. He orchestrates and puts things together. We got so many things that are happening on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We got so much going on, and I'm gonna let him explain it. Glory be to God, because he knows all of it way more than I do. But Pastor E, amen. I want you to say, God bless you to the.
Yes, amen. God bless you to everybody. God bless you out there in Periscope land. All those that will listen to this to the replay and the archives, and those that are live here on the Blog Talk Radio. What I am grateful. First of all, for a word to go forward that will not return to me void. I'm going to hold myself accountable to the word, and thinking about loss of life and how fast things can change. You know, it's amazing that we have to be reminded through somebody else that do we have it all together? Are we ready for that transition? Are we ready to say we've done enough? I still find myself short, and not that I'm doing not doing everything I can. I still think there's still work I can do. So we're praying for all families that were affected in this. Yes, Kobe was a legend in our community, in our sports land. But that whole everybody on that flight deserves to be honored for the loss of life. They were actually close friends with Kobe and his daughter, and so it wasn't just like different people on. They were all going to the same place. There was one person missing out of that flight. Rick Fox was supposed to be on there, and he was running late and was going to drive to that area. Long story short, here we are today, and the question still arises. I just left a home going today. And that was one of the biggest things that I wanted to share was that, you know, we go to these to homegoings and services like that to say good things about people that are gone. I'm going to let that one just settle down a little bit. And that are already gone can't hear you. We need to be more active in people's lives now to let them know,
yes,
first of all, that we've forgiven them for the past faults and that we love them for who they are now and that we see goodness in them. That people can, I think my grandmother said, "Give me my roses now, baby." So
yes.
the same kind of movement is that we have to be so conscious to you know let people off the hook and to forgive and let's love each other the best way we can. Amen. This is the Prophet's Closet. Come on in. We're going to invite you by dialing 1 here on the Now Network. If you're on Periscope or anywhere and you want to interact with this, you can call 319-527-6173. Anybody online, dial 1. We'll bring you in as you get in the queue. Prophetess Lisa, good evening, woman of God. Welcome. You have just entered the closet. Prophetess Lisa? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I thought that was Prophetess Lisa. Well, I see both of Rosalind and Terry. We're going to go with Minister Rosalind first. Good evening, woman of God. Welcome to the closet. All right, let's go with Minister Terry. Minister Terry, welcome to the closet.
Good evening, my beautiful family. Yes. What a word. Awesome word, Prophet Up. Dwayne and Pastor E, good evening to you. But, you know, like you said, this has been a hard time losing a legend in basketball. But I heard what you said. You said something earlier, and I received this whole message here because hurting people see God. And, you know, that's when I found out about Kobe, that's all I could put out there. Hurting people. When you're hurt, yeah, we're hurt. We lost him, but we have the Lord. We have the Lord to console us. He left us here to pray for the family. And like I love what Pastor E said, we lost Kobe, but all those amongst Kobe, all of those lives, any loss of life hurt. So this has been an awesome word. Glory be to God. You said press. And we have to press through whatever we're going through because I know through some things the Lord has helped me to keep going. We got to press through whatever's going on. Break those chains, remove those yokes. Yes. Glory be to God. God bless you. And I thank God for this message because I can go to the archives and listen. You started off with 1 Samuel, but I didn't get the verse, but I'll go back to the archives and listen. Amen?
Yeah, it's 1 Samuel. I did 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. The 30th chapter.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I've done it all the way up to where David asked God a question. I think it was in verse 6 or verse 7, where he said to God, you know, shall I pursue?
Right.
And will I and will I overtake? And so, yes, I stopped around there.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
God bless you for this message, and I receive all of it. Amen. God bless you and love you all, family.
Amen. Love
bless you, too.
Sister.
Amen.
Amen.
Minister Rosalind, you're next. Welcome to the closet. How are you? You might have yourself muted out. Hello?
It's not Minister Rosalind. It's Prophet Taryn.
Oh, God, y'all numbers look so. Oh, Jesus. I am blown away because your number looks just like hers. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Prophetess Karen Tarver, welcome to the broadcast this evening. God bless you, woman of God. Welcome to the closet.
Amen. Just listening to you guys, thank the Lord for everything that's been said. Just, yes, I believe in giving roses while they are living. One of the things that I've been trying to impact and implant into other people is, you know, send cards. Not just emails. Like, send, yes, you can send text messages, but, you know, do something out the box. Let people know that they're important in this time, in this season. And make this a habit. Train your family to check on one another. And the Bible's so clear about a kind word turns away wrath, and a soft touch, what it can do. And just knowing that, like, these days, you don't know. Like, that morning, Kobe's family didn't know that was the last time they're going to see him. You know, she didn't know what were the last words that they exchanged, you know, what, don't sweat the small stuff, you know, all these different things. Prophetically, God is bringing a message. And my daughter, who's a big basketball fan, she called, and she's a coach at Cincinnati University. And she said, well, Mom, I don't understand. His daughter was 13, and he, you know, he's so young. He's only 41. And I said, honey, he did everything he was supposed to do, though. He completed what he was supposed to do. This young man touched an entire world, not a city, not a state, not a country, but an entire world. And I said, he's not being remembered as anything, as someone who's out drinking, or they can't tie him to anything crazy. He was doing what he loved. He was training his child. He was carrying on his legacy. He was impacting other people. He was loving his family. And you see him with loving pictures of his wife. You hear him talking about his four daughters. He was involved with his family. He was, you know, very much an involved husband. And I think that that was a good image that he left behind. And I thought it was so amazing. And so today when she called me, it was really awesome. She said, you know, Mom, his twin, his daughter, that I think she might have even been born on his same birthday from what somebody was saying, that she said, you know, they were so tight together, God took them together, and so they could be together in heaven. And I was like, wow, you know, just the perspective that people have. So, you know, you guys, I really appreciate everything everyone's saying. Thank you for the prophetic words that are going forth. Thank you for the encouragement that you guys are sending. Thank you for this line that we're here, that we can encourage one another. But once again, let's, like, build each other up, not tear each other down. I will say this last thing in closing is, like, I saw some news about the anchor that they thought said the N-word. And it was like, even, and I did a live today about, even if she did say the N-word, which she did not, it was, you know, if you listen in, anyone with any great amount of discernment and any love in their heart would have heard that it was a stumble over words. But some people are so geared towards negative, the glass is always empty. It's not half full, it's half empty. But we have to start seeing things as half full. If we are true Christians, we have to assume the best of one another. We have to let love cover. And I said, well, what if she did say it? Christians, we're supposed to cover. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to show them the light. We're supposed to bring the light and put out the darkness. We're supposed to have this kindness and bring it. So let us, like, turn over a new leaf and really make the love walk. Pastor E made some shirts. I'm looking at one on my daughter right now, dedicated Point of No Return, the Love Walk 2020. We are challenging people to walk in love and bring the light and put out the darkness and bring the fire and put out the rain and go and do what Jesus did. And that is, you know, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So thank you very much for this line. I appreciate everyone on it. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Prophet.
Back
amen.
To you, Pastor E.
Amen. I mean, I know we're talking about Kobe and God bless his family and everything like that. I still want to go back to what the message was about, about, you know, persevering through the pain. I want to talk about where David was at the moment of his life when he was going through some pain at Ziklag. And so, in order for us to get beyond what we're going through, we have got to press more into God. We have to press more into God. And that's coming from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And I thank God for what the prophetess has said. But I wanted to just come back to where we were at when it comes to the pain in our lives. What do you do? How do we overcome this? And how do we move beyond this? And the Bible says that David had questioned God. He said, God, I'm having some real challenges in my life right now. My family is not here. My daughters are gone. My sons is gone. My wives are gone. And all the people who we fought this war with, God, they're now seeking to kill me. What shall I do? And the Bible says that David got the ephod, and he began to worship God. He began to encourage himself, and he was pushing beyond what he was feeling until he got to the presence of God. And God, he asked God a question: Will I overtake them? And I believe this, Pastor E. If David had to go fight the Amalekites by himself, he would have.
Amen. I believe that too.
that brother had some strength that we ain't even tapped into yet. Glory be to God. Don't you know?
Glory be to God.
I want to tell the people on here. Don't you know that the human being, you, you're only tapping into 10% of your potential. You're only tapping into 10% of potential in you. And there's another 90% waiting on you to get to it. But we're so bogged down by problems and circumstances and situation, that's what the enemy wants us to be bogged down with. But God is saying, look here, no, I come that thou might have life and have it more abundantly. And then he says that greater works shall you do. We can't even tap into the greater works because we're too concerned about what we're going through right now. So, I mean, I love what the woman of God said. I thank God for the comment. Man, I thank God because, boy, I tell you the truth, this brother did all he could do. And like she said to her daughter, you know, he finished it. He finished it. You know, my heart goes out to all the families that were lost. Because you had a husband and a wife and a daughter that was gone and got two siblings at home with no mother or father. Then you had a wife and her daughter gone. A wife, which is the dad is at home watching all of this, and his daughter gone. So he had two family members of his family gone. You know, and then you said, you know, Rick Fox was supposed to catch the plane. Man, glory to God. And then I heard there was another lady that was close friends with Kobe. And I don't know if it was true or not, but they said that she was a believer. And she had told them at the last minute, I'm not going. But nevertheless, man, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Anyone else?
Prophetess. Yes. Hold on one second. Let me get to that. But, you know, I must have. Prophetess Lisa, welcome to the closet.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor. Bless you, Prophet. Amen. I don't hit the one button for five times. I was trying to. I've been hitting the button, but man of God, just thank you for the word of God on tonight. Awesome kingdom teaching. Like you said, we have to ask God so much things when He says, shall we pursue? That means we got to go in and fast and pray and see God and ask God, what shall we do? And then we have to learn how to wait on God to give us our answer. So, man of God, I thank you for the awesome anointed kingdom teaching. God, continue to bless you indeed, and Lord, your borders, and bless your territory. Thank you, Prophet, and thank you, Pastor E. I love you all. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. Anybody else? Area code 310, last 41487. You're live in the closet.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Elder. Man of God, this is Elder Sides.
God bless you, Elder.
Amen. I thank God for being on here tonight. I've been listening to you, And indeed, I enjoyed the subject, and I was thinking about some things that you said, you know, and one thing as Christians I've come to learn is that whenever we're doing God's will, whenever we're doing God's work, we're going to attract opposition.
Oh, yes.
Jesus said, blessed are ye when you suffer for righteousness' sake. So we might as well get ready for it, Doc. I've been through the storm and rain. I've been through pain. But now I can count it all joy because I know that God had a purpose and he had a program going on in my life.
Yes.
I think about Jesus when he said in the parable of the sower that Jesus explained that these seeds that fell on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, they receive the word with joy. But in times of testing, they don't have firm root. They fall off. Amen?
Amen.
So I've learned, Prophet, that even in this life, every one of us who claim the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to endure some measure of trouble.
Yes, we are.
Even to the point, and it's because of the fact that it's the consequence of the fall, the natural result of sinful human nature and the world and society that has been corrupted by iniquity. Let's talk with Job. Call Job. If Job would tell you, he would tell you that man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. And even Eliphaz, his friend, said that man is born for trouble as sparks fly upward. We can expect, you know, some occasional trouble even on our job, in school, in society, in our family, and even in our church. And we cannot escape criticism, frustration, disappointment, physical pain, emotional pain, disease, injury, and eventually death. We're going to experience them things in this life. And I thank God for Jesus Christ because I've learned one thing about it. I think about when Jesus told Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan desired to sift you as wheat. But Peter, I have prayed to the Father that your faith fail thee not. But once you are strengthened, Peter, help your brother. Amen. So now I am prepared myself to help my brother. And I hear a lot of people, Prophet, who always ask the question, or call on God, give me a double portion of your anointing. Do you know what you're asking God for? Because God ain't going to just give you his anointing. When we ever, we live this life, I've been in situations where God has showed me, even my circumstance don't never change. I prayed all night long. Trouble in my spirit till God revealed to me, I may not change your situation, but I will change you in the midst of your situation. I may not deliver you from all your troubles, but I'm more concerned about your development. Can we endure? The Bible gives us plenty of fellows in the Bible that went through. Job, Moses went through. You know, many others went through. Jeremiah went through. Everybody that named the name of Jesus Christ. Paul told Timothy, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. We're going to go through some things. And we go through them because of our faith in God, because of our life, and because we're doing something for God. And because of we doing something for God, we're going to attract opposition. That's why Paul said, be strong in the Lord. God is looking for warriors. And one thing I've come to learn, a young man is not born naturally for war, but he is trained for war. God is training up young men. He's training you. No matter what you're going through, let me tell you, let me encourage you, whatever you're going through, guess what? When you step up in that pulpit, you'll be able to tell the folks with the anointing on your life. I often tell people all the time, I had one fellow, when I stepped down, he said, man, that was a powerful sermon. I said, yeah, but pray for me because when I walk out these doors, I got to face reality.
Amen.
The enemy don't want you to bring nobody over to the goal line of Christ. Look what they did, Paul. But yet Paul stood, like I said last week, Paul stood before King Agrippa in spite of what they was trying to do. They was trying to kill Paul. But Paul was after one thing, and he was a lover of their soul. And in the end, Paul said, not just you, O king, but the rest of these in this Areopagus court. Paul was after their soul. And Paul even told the Corinthians, he said, All this affliction that I'm going through is turning out for your glory.
Yes.
He was sacrificing his life to save somebody else.
Yes.
And what he was going through, he already knew he was in a warfare. And most of Paul, what I've learned about Paul from Romans, the whole time he was in it, was from his own people, the Judaizers, the Jews. And they was bringing in things about the Gentiles need to be circumcision. Paul stepped up to the bat. He was always in a confrontation. He didn't take down. In other words, Paul had a backbone. And he stood
Amen.
His ground when it came down on the truth. So no matter what you're going through, the enemy don't like it. And the enemy don't like none of us.
Glory.
But guess what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God
yes.
has greatness in us. And the
yes,
reason why
does.
I know when you step in a barbershop, people don't usually behave like they used to behave before you came. And the reason why they don't behave because you there is because hell can detect heaven in you. The devil can
Amen.
Detect God in you.
Amen.
Bottom line. So when you step in the room, them demons trembles. Because God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God told Jeremiah crying. God told Jeremiah, gird up your lines and get up. Because if you can't run, walk with the footman, how you going to run with the horseman? God told Job. Job wanted to question God and demand God to give him an answer. God told Job, okay, stand up. Now give me an answer. Where was you, Job?
Amen.
Amen. Of the earth. Where was you, Job?
Amen.
Stand up. The thing is, God already knows what we're going through.
Amen.
And that's our confidence in God. No matter, I don't know what he's doing, preacher, but one thing I do know, his hand is at work in my life.
Amen.
But one thing I won't do, I won't give the devil an inch.
Amen.
Even
and
though
that,
he may
you know
be
what?
Kicking
and that's
up
where,
some storms around
that's where
me,
we, that's where we all
if
come
I look
in.
Just a little bit closer, grace is walking right there with me.
That's right.
Amen.
That's where we
he
all stand up
job.
To that moment. Hallelujah.
He owns
yes,
his
sir.
Job. The thing is, are we on our job? We in a warfare, Doc.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are, Elder.
Yes,
we
are.
In a
yes,
warfare.
We are. Call it out.
Yes,
I went through one of the most horrific situations I ever been through in my life some years ago. And then not too long ago, someone got mad at me because of what somebody else said. I saw laughing. They said, what you laughing at? Because I'm thinking with inside myself. I say, Satan hit me with his 50 caliber, and I'm looking at him saying, is that the best you can do?
Amen. Elder, not to cut you off because we're on the radio. I mean, I ain't trying to cut you off. Please believe me, I'm not.
No, go ahead.
Just for the sake of time, they got some other folk that are trying to get in and ask and talk about the topic on today. So, man, I love you, bro, and you're always welcome. You're always welcome. And don't forget to join me on Thursday on a prayer line. Please, we need your voice. We need your voice.
Okay. Amen. And definitely reach out to him and invite him on Man Up the first Tuesday, and we'll allow him to come and share. I love what he had to say.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Bless
yeah,
you, man,
got,
God.
Yeah. Pray for me.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Area code 860, last 40128. You're live in the closet. Good evening.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Prophetess Glory from Hartford, Connecticut. Oh, my God.
God
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, Prophet Woods. Oh, you talk about somebody going through some pain right now, but I thank God because no pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. But I just thank and praise God that God always remind me that when I'm going through something like this, I know that it's a time of elevation. God is I can smell it. I know something is really close. But more so than ever, like the man of God said, you know, God is really pressing us in because he's trying to get us to a place of even just getting closer to him so that he can use us the way that he needs to use us. Because in these last hours that we're in, there is so much persecution. Persecution is on the rise like never before. But he always reminds me of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, when Jeremiah was going through so much. And he was saying, God, you letting my family come up against me. God, you letting this one come up against me. God, you're doing this. You're allowing this. What's up, God? God told Jeremiah, stop your complaining. Shut up. That's what God said to Jeremiah. He said, if you can't walk with the footmen, how will you be able to race with the horses?
Yes.
And so he's developing us and he's preparing us for what's coming. What's coming down the pipe, because it's coming. It's coming. If you read down in the other chapters of Jeremiah and you know all the stuff that he had to go through, but God prepared him. He was preparing him in order for him to go through it. We all know that Jeremiah was the weeping prophet.
Oh, yes.
He cried and cried and cried and cried and weeped and weeped and weeped because God always gave Jeremiah the harsh messages. And, you know, just like some of us, he gives us the things that we have to use to correct the body of Christ. And the enemy don't like that when we don't sugarcoat, when we don't compromise, when we ain't bending and bowing to every wind and wave of doctrine, that we standing at our ground and we doing what the Lord tell us to do. We are going to be persecuted in these last days that we're living in. It don't feel good, but I thank God that he's on our side, that he's on our side, and the pain is good. It's good. It might not feel good for the moment, at the moment, but it is good. It is good, and we're all enduring it. But we're here for one another, and the key thing is to just continue to pray for each other, love each other, keep each other lifted up and encourage each other, like you said. And if nobody else encourages us, we must encourage ourselves.
Yes.
Because you might not be there in the midnight hours when it's just me and God. We ain't going to be on no prayer line. So we're going to have to know how to encourage ourselves.
Oh, yes.
But I thank you for the message. I thank each and every one of you. Thank you, Prophet Woods. An awesome, awesome message. For such a time as this, especially in my life, I needed it, and it was a boost for me. Thank you.
Amen.
Love you all.
Amen. To God be the glory, sis. To God be the glory.
Bless you.
Yes. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We got a couple more minutes. Somebody out there that would like to comment, dial one right now. That one person that don't know you, how you got on this line, and a word has been spoken that has encouraged you to want to know more about the name that we call that's above every name, and that name is Jesus. Dial one right now. We really want to talk to you. And it doesn't have to be local where everybody can hear. We do have a private green room that we could have one of our ministers to introduce you and give you your startup kit. Amen. It's called the Bible. Amen. 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 Well, Prophet, as always, the closet has been very informing, and I'm glad we can always leave the closet with less than we came in with. So I'm grateful for God moving and manifesting through you today. So God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, big bro. Man, love you. Love you so much. Love everything that you're doing. Can't wait to hear and see the next thing come to pass for you and myself and for those who are listening to us. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's coming. It's coming. There's some great things that are before us that God is saying that now we have access to, and we can obtain those things. Amen. I'm telling you, there's some things that are before us, and God says that we can obtain those things because he's given us the power to do so. And people of God, get ready. Get ready, just like what Pastor E just said. He level up. Level up. Get in position. Amen. Take heed to the instructions that men and women of God are giving you. Don't take it for granted. I was telling my daughter, because she was asking me a question about something. I said, everything you need is in the Bible. Everything you need. And she said, Daddy, you know, you said a scripture to me, and I wanted to know where that scripture was at. And I said, well, the Bible says, despise not small beginnings. And she was intrigued by that. She was like, is that in the Bible? I said, baby, everything is in the Bible. She said, well, where can I find that out, that at, Daddy? And I told her, I said, let me find it. I think it's in, I said, baby, I think it's in Zechariah. I said, Zechariah, the fourth chapter, I believe. And she said, okay, Daddy. I said, well, look around the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th verse. It's over there. And she said, Daddy, you really know. I said, well, I study. I do my best to do my studying time with God. And that what I don't know, guess what? I do research on. I don't take nobody else's word. I go get my own and get into my own word and do my own studying time. So I'm thankful. Pastor E, I'm telling you, great things are getting ready to happen. Great things are getting ready to happen. And I know there's some things already happening. You just ain't shared them yet. But I know that there's some great things that are already happening. You're already in line. People are seeking you out, trying to see who Pastor E is. You're getting phone calls because things are getting ready to happen for you. Within the next several months, things are getting ready to take off in your life like never before. Glory be to God. And Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify you. We magnify your blessed name. And for all the prophets that are on here, get ready. Get ready. I don't know why I'm saying this to you all, but get ready. Every prophet on here, I don't have to say prophetess because you all are prophets. So every prophet on here, get ready. Prophet ain't just designated for male, it's for female too. Every prophet on here, you get ready. There's some things that are about to happen, and God needs you to get into position. Get into position. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you for this radio broadcast, Father God, the Prophet's Closet. And, Lord, I thank you right now as I yield myself to you and yield my and submit to your will and your ways, God, that you have complete control. Lord, take and have complete control over everyone on this blog talk, those who are listening to us near and far. Lord, protect their homes. Guide them, lead them in all truth. Father, we thank you right now. Cover them. Cover every person that came on and said something, Father God. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we bless your holy name and we glorify you. And, Father, as we leave this place but never your sight, continue to be with us. Tell somebody that you love them today. Tell somebody that you appreciate them. So, Father, we thank you, and I appreciate you, God. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you've yet to do. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you, Pastor E. I love you, man. I love everybody that is on the line listening near and far. God bless you. I'm your friend, your brother, your cousin, your nephew, your uncle, your best friend, Prophet Dwayne Woods, and we are closing the Prophet's Closet now. God bless you all. See you soon. Amen. Becky.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I
that
for
I
myself.
Can.
Forever, I'm going to need your
okay.
help. I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work.
Make it work.
I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help.
Yes.
Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first.
Let's go.
We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, 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 I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children.
Yeah.
It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of
my life,
I've been running from myself.
Running.
Now that I found Christ,
right.
I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High up here on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.